This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertley. And that sound you hear is from a tiny songbird living in Vermont who's been on the move and showing some amazing stamina in the process. The Black Pole Warbler has been tracked with a migration lasting up to 3 days over the ocean. A recent study tracked the little bird's astonishing flight from the northeastern U.S. and Nova Scotia over the Atlantic Ocean all the way to the Caribbean. Chris Rimmer of the Vermont Center for Eco Studies is the co-author of a paper that details the long migratory journey of the Black Pole Warbler, and he joins us now on the line to tell us more about it. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Mitch. Glad to be here.
So first, let's describe the Black Pole Warbler for folks. Just how small is this guy?
Well, the black pole is a small bird, weighs about half an ounce. It's about the size of a chickadee, a bird we all know and love at our feeders in the winter.
Little bird like that, making a 3-day journey over the ocean, did that surprise you?
Well, yes and no. This little bird, which I should add, is a mountaintop specialist here in Vermont. It nests in Vermont, but you only will find it on our tallest mountains, like Mount Mansfield, which is where we studied it. It was hypothesized for years among ornithologists and birders alike that this really tiny bird underwent a transoceanic spectacular flight, but nobody had definitive proof of it. So our study was able to nail down that line of evidence and document the fact that this extraordinary flight does take place.
Now, when we say 3 days over the ocean, is this 3 days continuous? Did he stop anywhere, hang out for lunch someplace, or what?
Nope. These little birds, the five that we were able to follow between Nova Scotia and Long Island, sailed out over the open ocean. There's nowhere to stop out there. So they made landfall in the Greater Antilles of the Caribbean, Hispaniola, or Puerto Rico, before continuing on to their wintering grounds in northern South America. And the average speed that we calculated is something like 20 to 30 miles an hour. So these little birds are, you know, they're motoring along during that 3 days of straight flight.
That really is amazing. How were these birds tracked for this study, and what were you hoping to find out?
Well, we've been studying the birds on the Mount Mansfield ridgeline for years now, and Black Pole Warbler is one of the sort of signature breeding birds up there. And so we used a small device called a geolocator, a light level geolocator, and it mounts on the bird like a tiny backpack, miniaturized backpack. And there's a little stalk which has a light sensor which records the time of sunrise and sunset each day that the bird wears this device throughout its whole migratory cycle, all the way down to South America and back again in the spring. And by recovering these, and that's the catch, you have to recapture the bird the following summer and remove the little geolocator and download the data, which are stored on a tiny computer chip. You can then, using a series of calculations, determine where the bird was within a certain degree of error each day during its year.
And why did you want to track the Black Pole Warbler? I mean, what were you guys trying to find out?
Well, there are a couple of reasons, really. First of all, we really wanted to document this hypothesized extraordinary flight and determine whether indeed these birds are trekking out over the ocean or perhaps not. Most migrants move down the coast, stay overland, do their flights in a series of short hops, stopping to refuel along the way. These flights, remember, if you're going to travel a couple thousand miles, it takes an extraordinary amount of fuel to power your flight. So you've got to have the energetic wherewithal to do that. So that was really the primary reason, was just to confirm once and for all whether, in fact, these flights are what so many people thought. The other reason, though, is that black poles are a species that we're concerned about in a conservation sense. They are declining across much of their breeding range, and they actually, the species, breeds all the way from Alaska to Newfoundland. Most of them are in Canada, and in Vermont, we have one of the few U.S. breeding populations. But you need to understand where migratory birds travel, where they stop, and in order to conserve them, you must understand the basic routes and areas that are important during their migrations. So that was the other reason. not just for the gee whiz fantastic science, but to understand them better so we can conserve them better.
So you mentioned that, you know, they're fairly common, I guess, in Canada, not so much in the U.S., and Vermont is lucky to be able to have some. Are they popular with birders? I mean, can folks locate them fairly easy in Vermont? And what kind of colors are we looking for if you want to see one of these birds?
Well, it's not one of our more colorful and conspicuous birds. First of all, you've got to be on a mountaintop, at least during the summer when they're here nesting and raising their young. So drive up the Mount Mansfield Toll Road and walk the trails, look carefully, listen for their very thin, high-pitched song, the males. And they're a black and white bird. The black pole is the black cap on the top of their head that gives them their name. So they're not a gaudy, showy bird at all, but you see them a lot during the migration when they start moving and coming down from Canada, where there are millions in the boreal forest there. So you got to work to find a black pole warbler during June or July in Vermont.
Would you say that it's fair to say this is really one tough little bird?
Absolutely. That's an understatement.
Chris Rimmer of the Vermont Center for Eco Studies is the co-author of a new report on the remarkable migration of the black pole warbler. Chris, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Mitch. Thank you.